smarterpodcasts.com. Delivering sound advice.
Four decades ago, Linda Tellington-Jones developed a system of animal training, healing, and communication that allows people to relate to animals in a deeper and more compassionate way. The Tellington Method uses a variety of techniques of touch, movement, and body language to affect an animal's behavior, their performance, and their overall health. Hi, I'm Joanne Green, and welcome to the Good Dog Podcast, where today's guest is Linda Tellington-Jones, founder of Tellington T-Touch Training, which is now taught in countless places worldwide. Welcome, Linda.
Hi, it's great to be with you.
It's great to be with you as well. Your initial work was with horses, right?
Yes.
But as I understand it, you broadened your focus to include dogs back in the 1980s. Can you tell us how your work evolved?
Well, it's really in a long story. You know, I've been with horses since I was 6 years old. My grandfather, Will Keywood, was an American who went to Russia in 1902 and wound up, he went to as a jockey for to ride horses in the stable of Tsar Nicholas II at the Hippodrome. And he learned a type of massage for horses that he then brought to us at our thoroughbred farm in the 60s. And we started doing massage, this type of gypsy massage on our horses, and found that for all of the competitions that we did, and I did a lot of 100-mile endurance riding and showing and eventing, and we found that we could really help horses recover faster after hard work. And we actually did this work and used it in the massage in our school for years. And then 1975, I started a 4-year training at the Humanistic Psychology Institute in San Francisco, learning the Feldenkrais system for humans. And I thought I was doing it actually to improve the athletic ability of my riding students. And as it turned out, in the second day of the training, I thought, wait a minute, I can use this to help improve horses' ability and willingness to learn, because the Feldenkrais method of body work is so incredible for just getting a new level of learning in humans, but of course it translates to animals as well. So I did that very successfully in my second book. Our first book was Massage and Physical Therapy for the Athletic Horse in 1965. Based on my grandfather's work. And then in 79, the next book was an introduction to the team. It's Tellington Equine Awareness Method at that time. And it was just incredibly successful for helping horses to recover, not only recover after hard work, but to change their attitude. You know how if a horse refuses to cooperate, people think, oh, they just have an attitude. And what I discovered is that attitude is based usually on fear or pain in the body, and we could change it so easily, and anybody could do it. That was the thing that's so wonderful with this system, and it's without without force, without fear on the part of the horse. And so, of course, every horse person has dogs. Or a lot of them have cats, and it just happened that, I've had dogs all my life too, of course. And one day in a training, two dogs ran together, and they were playing, and they just met head on, flew up in the air, and one of them fell back unconscious. And I started using the ear work to help him recover. And we just found, this stuff works as well on horses as on dogs as it does on horses.
So describe to me what it is that you're actually doing when you're using this technique on a dog.
So if you've got a dog who is nervous, afraid of loud noises and thunder, can't focus, or is injured, all of those things, we do work on the ears. We start at the base of the head and slide out just softly. You put your thumb on one side and your fingers on the other and slide out softly to the tips of the ears, and you just move along from one spot to another, from the base of the ear out to the tip of the ear. And what happens is that dogs get quieter, they get calmer, they think more. So we use it a lot for performance dogs. And, for instance, you know how dogs get so excited before agility, some dogs. It really, a minute of ear touches will help to calm them before. If you've got a dog who's sick, you use, or after surgery, you use the ear slides to help them recover. If you've got a dog who has been injured, on your way to the vet, if you do these gentle ear slides over every inch from the base out to the tips, you will help to bring them out of shock or keep them out of shock. And that's, I mean, we have hundreds and hundreds of case studies from all over the world on the effects of this.
When you talk about helping a dog get through a nervous patch, does that work for dogs that are chronically anxious as well?
Yes. Yeah. And I, what we believe is that with these really gentle, just moving the skin in a circle and a quarter very gently.
A circle in a quarter? Can you explain that?
You put your hands on your dog and put one hand somewhere, you know, where we usually start on the shoulders. And with one hand just holding the chest, or usually on the chest, you have your other hand on the side of the neck or the shoulder, and you just gently start moving the skin in a circle and a little more, and it makes a difference. It's not two circles. You don't move the skin around in two circles. It's like a circle and a little bit more, and then you do a light slide to another spot, and you just do this for a few minutes, and generally we recommend that people start with a very soft, like the warmth of your hand on the skin, and move it in this way. And it's not massage, so it's not heavy, it's not deep pressure. It's just enough to make a contact and not, so you don't slide over the coat.
And is this the sort of training that you give to people who work with animals professionally, or do you just train people who have dogs?
We have so many different people who come to us. We have a lot of dog trainers. We have a lot of people who come to us in the first place because they've got a dog who is one of these really nervous types, who's skittish about everything, dogs who are afraid of loud noises and thunder, dogs who have are starting to get a little age on them, and they want to help them in addition to what they do with all of the wonderful medical care that can be given. And we get a lot people who want to help in shelters, because we have people, literally so many people who go into shelters and, you know, spend 20 minutes with T-Touch on the dog and some of the groundwork that we do with them. And it brings them into a new level of focus and balance, and so they're easier to adopt. That's our big interest, is, you know, helping these dogs that are barky or jump up or pull on the leash. Those are all things that this work from the body work and also the groundwork that we do.
Is it the sort of thing where if you have to do it frequently or on an ongoing basis or maybe forever, or is it you do it a few times and you already see some results?
Well, the really cool thing about this is that the work is accumulative. It's not like massage, which is great. It feels wonderful when you do it if the animal likes it. But it gets them to think instead of just, it's not just about relaxing. It's really about getting them to be able to focus and adapt, because what I find, our dogs have to be so adaptable in our lives that we have. And one of the really interesting things that I love about this work is that when a person takes the trouble to do these little light touches on their animal, it doesn't only actually benefit the animal, but there is a measurable change in stress levels in the person doing the T-Touch, and that's what really also excites me. So our animals really become our teachers in a whole different way.
Well, I can understand how just slowing down and touching another being is relaxing and centering in and of itself. What, if any, is there in terms of a scientific explanation for how T-Touch works on the animal?
Absolutely. We've done studies. The first studies we did were in 1984 and 85 at the Biofeedback Institute of Boulder, Colorado, with Anna Wise. And what we found is that when the person applying the touches or being T-touched with these specific circular touches, that is, moving the skin in one and a quarter and then sliding to another spot, that we actually had an activation in the person's brainwaves in both hemispheres, left and right, and all four brainwave patterns, so that you come to a place of relaxation but focus at the same time. And that's what really interested me. Now, in the last few years, we've been using a whole other program that measures, we've done some really interesting things with horses. And anybody who's interested, I think it's about page 214 on a book called The High Performance Mind by Anna Wise. She writes about the horses that we hooked up to an EEG and measured the brainwave patterns when they were being T-touched. And what was fascinating is that the horse's brain seemed to follow ours. It became entrained in what was happening with the person working on them. So it was really interesting. And what we found is that we were getting activation in beta brainwaves in horses, which is, you know, those are the brainwaves. If I say to you, what's 3 and 4, in order to answer me, you have to logically answer me, of course, you have an activation of beta. And we found it with the horses. When we did a stroke or a slide or mini circles on one spot, we never got beta. And we also got it when they were led around the corner, like around the corners of the labyrinth that we work horses and dogs through. You also got this state of beta, this thinking state, which is so interesting. And with dogs, we do a lot of work in the labyrinth, and we find that you can take a dog who's really unfocused, not listening, not, you know, paying attention, and take them in the labyrinth, and they start to listen and focus. It's fascinating.
It's really something very primal about that circular motion.
There is. It's so true, isn't it? It's really fascinating. I just finished working on a giraffe at the Oakland Zoo on the 21st of June, and I worked on her for 30 minutes, and her handler could not believe that she stood for so long, because normally she won't stay so long, and there's a level of attention that animals, it doesn't matter what animal, gives when you slow down and you do these gentle movements of the circles on them. And with dogs, it's fascinating. Usually like 3 or 4 sessions of maybe 5 minutes of T-touch on different parts of the body, because we didn't get into this. I mean, we work all parts of the body, and it's really important. Like if you've got a dog who is nervous, think about where's the tail, usually clamped, right? So we work with these little touches on the tail and move the tail around, and we give the dog a new sense of body awareness that absolutely changes how they relate to the world. And you also find that dogs who are nervous or get really hyperactive, often they don't like their lower legs or their paws touched. And that when we do these touches down the leg and into the paws, that they become grounded and get they settle so much. And once you've done a few sessions, you don't have to keep doing it. That's what's so nice.
I'm going to give this a try with Lulu.
Yeah, well, and I suggest it would be really helpful for you to get my video. It's called Unleash Your Dog's Potential, because it helps to see it. I've got a little bit on my website. You know, you can go on our T-Touch.com website and see some on the YouTube that we have up there, and you get a sense of how to do it.
So the website is just T-Touch, or is there a hyphen or anything?
No, it's T-T-O-U-C-H.com.
Excellent. Linda Tellington-Jones, thanks so much for being on Good Dog today, and best of luck in your work.
Thank you very much.